You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. Life Insurance Corporation of India, a government-owned insurance giant, has regained its status as the most valued public sector undertaking, surpassing the market capitalization of State Bank of India. While SBI holds a market value of Rs. 5.63 lakh crore, LIC has surpassed it with a market capitalization of Rs. 5.64 lakh crore. As of 9:30 a.m., the SBI stock witnessed a 1.5% decline to Rs. 624, whereas LIC traded at Rs. 896 on the BSE, showing a 0.2% increase. Concurrently, the benchmark BSE Sensex experienced a 1.02% loss, setting at 72,386 points. LIC has consistently remained a top choice among analysts. Meanwhile, US-based investment firm GQG Partners has increased its stake in seven Adani Group companies during the three-month period ended December, while that by Life Insurance Corporation of India remained mostly stable. GQG Partners hiked its stake in Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone to 3.76% as of December end from 3.53% as of September 30. Similarly, its stake in the flagship firm Adani Enterprises was hiked to 2.95% in the third quarter from 2.74% recorded in the sequential second quarter, according to stock exchange data. It also hiked stake in Adani Energy Solutions, the group's power distribution company, to 2.51%, while that in its renewable energy arm, Adani Green Energy, to 3.68% and Adani Power to 4.17%. Moving on, the government of Karnataka has signed memorandums of understanding worth Rs. 22,000 crore with seven companies such as Microsoft, data center provider Webworks, and Japanese conglomerate Hitachi on the second day of the World Economic Forum 2024 in Davos, Switzerland. Among them, Webworks is looking to set up a data center park of 100 megawatts in Bengaluru, worth Rs. 20,000 crore. It already has a 80,000 square feet facility in Whitefield of 7.5 megawatts. The State Industries Ministry said that Webworks expressed its ambition to establish a cutting-edge connectivity hub featuring state-of-the-art hyperscaler data centers in Bengaluru. Besides this, four companies have entered into MOUs with the state government, which is collectively worth over Rs. 2,000 crore. In some more industry news, Agratas Energy Storage Solutions Private Limited is in talks with a group of banks to raise as much as $500 million via green loan, Bloomberg reported. The wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Sons Private Limited develops battery cells with factories in India and the UK. Its facilities are designed to be powered by clean energy, according to the company's website. Agratas would use the proceeds from the loan for its factories, said the people, who asked not to be identified when discussing a confidential matter. The tenor would probably be more than 5 years. The administration of Indian PM Modi is striving to build capacity in a range of technologies, including semiconductors, solar panels, and pharmaceuticals. Now over to some Budget 2024-related news. With the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman all set to present the interim budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 on February 1, 2024, an analysis by ICRA suggested that the government is likely to target fiscal deficit at 5.3% of GDP for FY 2025, entailing a reasonable degree of fiscal consolidation amid slower capex growth. The upcoming budget will be an interim one and is said to have no major announcements as it is coinciding with the general elections year, which is scheduled for this year. The full budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 will be presented after the formation of the new government following the general elections. Over to technology. Samsung launched the Galaxy S24 series at Unpacked San Jose late last night, and per usual, it has announced the India prices of the devices this morning. The Galaxy S24 price in India will start at Rs. 79,999 and the Galaxy S24 Plus at Rs. 99,999. The Galaxy S24 Ultra has a starting price of Rs. 1,29,999. Pre-bookings for the Galaxy S24 Series Trio starts today itself. The date of shipping has not been revealed by Samsung at the time of writing. The Galaxy S24 Ultra is getting three colors in India to choose from at launch. These are Titanium Grey, Titanium Violet, and Titanium Black. There are some online exclusive colors as well. Lastly, the auto sector. Tata Motors has launched the highly anticipated Punch EV at a starting price of Rs. 10.99 lakh, going up to Rs. 14.49 lakh, both ex-showroom. Pre-bookings for the Punch EV are already underway at the company's website, authorized Tata Motors showrooms and Tata EV dealerships for a token amount of Rs. 21,000. Deliveries of the micro-electric SUV are slated to commence 22nd January 2024 onwards. The homegrown carmaker is offering the Punch EV in five trims, namely Smart, Smart Plus, Adventure, Empowered and Empowered Plus. These are further divided into standard and long-range variants. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.